This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian officials said Russian missiles struck the central Ukrainian city of Vinnytsia on Thursday, killing at least 23 people and wounding more than 100 others. Police said three missiles hit an office building in the center of the city, located about 270 kilometers southwest of the capital, Kyiv. The strikes came from a Russian submarine in the Black Sea. They damaged residential buildings in the area and engulfed 50 cars in a nearby parking lot. The governor of the Vinnytsia region said Ukrainian air defense systems shot down another four missiles over the area. With a population of 370,000, Vinnytsia is one of Ukraine's largest cities. Thousands of people from eastern Ukraine, where Russia has concentrated its offensive, have fled there since the start of the war in February. Nations are discussing how best to coordinate probes of war crimes in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Government officials from dozens of nations are meeting in the Netherlands to discuss with the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor how best to facilitate bringing perpetrators of war crimes in Ukraine to justice. Since the invasion, Russian military forces have been accused of abuses ranging from killings in the Kiev suburb of Bucha to deadly attacks on civilian facilities, including the March 16 bombing of a theater in Mariupol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Biden administration announced Thursday that from now on, U.S. law enforcement officers must ask detained immigrants whether they are parents or guardians. The policy is meant to avoid separating families, a controversial policy used by the Trump administration. This is VOA News. U.S. women's basketball star Brittany Griner made another appearance in a Russian courtroom today. VOA's Richard Green has the latest.
Russian authorities accused Griner of smuggling significant amounts of a narcotic substance. Griner was detained while returning to play basketball in Russia. She told the court she had no intention of committing a crime and had acted unintentionally because she packed for Moscow in a hurry. Speculation has grown in recent days that she and Paul Whelan, a former Marine jailed in Russia on espionage charges, could be swapped for Russian arms trader Victor Boot. Boot, commonly known as the Merchant of Death, is serving a 25-year prison sentence in the United States after being convicted of conspiracy to kill U.S. citizens and providing aid to a terrorist organization. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Stockholm's district court sentenced a former Iranian official to life in prison on Thursday for war crimes and the murder of political prisoners during the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s. Hamid Nouri has denied the accusations. He was arrested in the Stockholm airport in 2019. The Swedish court said it believed the killings were a serious violation against international humanitarian law. A crowd of victims' families gathered outside the courtroom, cheered as the verdict was announced. A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry said the verdict was invalid and politically motivated. Authorities in Pakistan's turbulent southwestern Baluchistan province found the body of a senior serving military officer Thursday, 2 days after he was kidnapped by insurgents there. Officials said the slain officer was abducted on Tuesday while he was traveling in a vehicle with his family to a tourist resort about 100 kilometers northeast of the provincial capital, Quetta. The outlawed Baluchistan Liberation Army claimed responsibility for the attack. The BLA routinely carries out roadside bombings and air ambushes against security forces in Baluchistan, but officials say the kidnap of a senior army officer is unprecedented. Newly released video of a hallway outside classrooms at a Texas elementary school where a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers is renewing questions about police accountability. Nearly 80 minutes of surveillance video from Robb Elementary School on May 24th show heavily armed police officers lingering in the hallway for more than an hour before confronting the gunman. Some Uvalde residents at a city council meeting this week shouted questions about whether officers were on the scene were still on the payroll after the video was made public. Local and state officials have urged to let investigations play out. Marissa Melton, VOA News.